7:37 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. Nice sunshine. A little cool to get things started. We'll warm up as the day continues into the mid-70s. That's the good news. 20% chance of a shower or passing thunderstorm tonight. We'll keep an eye on that. And warm the next 2 days as well. 80 on Wednesday, 79 on Thursday. But we'll trade in Thursday for some thunderstorms. We'll get you a full forecast right around the corner. But you, if you can't wait, I don't blame you. Go to WGCLradio.com. There's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
I'm Mike Glasscott. Thank you for being with us. It is the Glass in the Morning radio program. Here on a Tuesday morning, and every Tuesday just after 7:35, we get caught up with the MCC and what's happening in our local school communities. Keith, and our special guest this morning is
Cassidy Rockhill, who is the principal at Highland Park.
That's right. The Panda's on their phone. Cassidy, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, guys.
Well, thank you for making time for us this morning. We appreciate it. We haven't heard your name before. You're new to all this. Tell us about how you got to be the principal at Highland Park.
Well, yeah, I'm a new principal. It's my first year at Highland Park. But, you know, it's also where I got my start. So I sort of found education, or it found me later in life, and had a lawn care business, started subbing around the district, and ended up as a teacher's aide at Highland Park in 2004. So from there, I went back to school and got my teaching license and taught special ed at Grandview, and then became the assistant principal, went back to school again to my wife's chagrin, became the assistant principal at Grandview under Lisa Roberts, and then when Maggie Dayton moved on after last year, I thought, oh my goodness, that spot's open at Highland Park, and lo and behold, I got to come home.
Full circle. Well, that's a cool deal. Tell us what's going on out there at Highland Park, and for people,
it's Ice Step Week.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. See you, Cassidy. Good talking to you. Get busy there. Now, for folks that don't know where Highland Park is, quickly give us a little road map of how we find you.
Sure. So we're on the west side. You know, we're neighbors with Grandview, so we're there west of Curry Pike, between West 2nd and 3rd, right across from Highland Village.
Perfect. So now we know where you're at. Now you've got I-Step Week, and I ask every educator that comes on this program, how do you get kids test anxiety or whatever we want to call it? How do you try to get them through this without making this be the quote-unquote end of the world?
Sure. And I think you really hit the nail on the head there. That's something we talk about as a faculty all year long, that the high stakes and the stress of it, that needs to be ours and not theirs. So, you know, we do our best through the year to prepare them with the knowledge they need. And then we just talk to them about it being a temperature check. You know, it's important that they do their best, but it doesn't do anybody any good to, you know, have elevated levels of anxiety going into a situation like this. So, you know, one of the things that we did this time around is we had some of the primary classrooms, you know, K through second grade, adopt the third through sixth classrooms and put together some cool posters and just some cheering stuff in the hallways. Particular funny one that I came across yesterday. It's we will rock the test.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, pictures of rock bands all around it, and then you look a little closer, and that's not Freddie Mercury, but it's my face photoshopped onto him. And that's not Kiss, but it's my face photoshopped onto them.
So if you have to take the bullet for all this, that's good, yeah, because it keeps them laughing,
right,
and keeps them a little bit loosier goosey. And when you get a little bit rid of that stress, it's nice to have because not everybody takes the I step. That's the other misnomer,
right,
in this. It's nice.
Not
to
every
have,
class,
right,
does.
And so these other classes know it's coming eventually, and then everybody will be nice for them. So that's kind of a cool way to get everybody involved without everybody being involved.
Talk about cool.
That's
He's got cool. something else going on over there. This intrigues me, Cassidy, because you've got a walking club, and people meet up and walk to school. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so it's walking school bus or walking Wednesdays, and that's was a partnership with IU Health, and we jumped on that bus, so to say, this year. So they have meeting spots in our surrounding neighborhoods. So one just east of our school, that there's a park that kids come and meet in that joins Highland Village and Orchard Glen. And then to the other side, west of our school, we've got Stone Chase and Fieldstone there. And so they have two pickup spots there. So, you know, IU Health has supported this year, and they have adults that lead the bus. But then we also have parents that join in. And it's just an opportunity for kids on Wednesday mornings to meet up and walk to school with their friends, you know, get some activity and some social interaction there before school to kind of promote healthy activity and an alternate way to get to school on Wednesday mornings.
We're speaking with Cassidy Rockhill, who's the principal at
Highland
Park Elementary School. And Cassidy, you have another club going that you're really proud of, and that's the Drama Club.
Absolutely. Such a cool extracurricular opportunity that we've got at Highland Park. And it's led by a couple of teachers, Craig Bushy and Kim Simic. So far this year, they've done Wizard of Oz. They've done Goldilocks on Trial, which is just a hilarious take on the Goldilocks story. If you've never seen it, you need to check it out if you have a chance.
Well, she broke into those houses.
She did. She broke into those houses.
Yeah, and she took stuff.
She took stuff. She ate stuff. She broke chairs.
That's a true story.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's taking so long to get her behind bars, but I'm glad you guys are on it out there at Highland Park. That makes me a safer community.
I'm gonna tell
Captain Kellums that next time I talk to him that you guys are on the case out there at Highland Park. So that's fantastic.
That's right.
Now, who did these teachers put together? They put this drama club together then?
They put it together, yeah. And it's just so neat to watch. You know, some of our students who maybe don't really love school. This gives them an opportunity to kind of really have an attachment to school that's more meaningful and in a different way. And teachers do such a great job. You know, if a kid wants to be in the play, they're going to find a part and
awesome.
Help them develop whatever they've got to offer. So,
well, you tell those kids to stay in school. The next thing they do would be doing AM/FM radio in the morning, and nobody wants that. Tell them to keep writing plays, and there's other ways to do educational stuff there, which makes it fun.
Cassidy, May 5th, you've got your carnival. That's your fundraiser for the PTO.
Good, good, good.
Cassidy, we're losing you on the phone.
We've lost him in
We've
general,
lost
Keith.
That's wow. All right. That's too bad.
Sometimes the phone connection, you know, if you use the internet, it works.
Well, Cassidy Rockhill, he's the principal at Highland Park Elementary. He can turn in his rookie stripes at the end of this year.
That's exactly right. Gets his first letter.
That's right. That's a great story, though. He starts out there and ends up as principal there, so that's pretty cool.